As Darwin critic Philip E. Johnson has pointed out, naturalism and empiricism are often erroneously assumed to be very nearly the same thing, but they are not. In the case of Darwinism, these two foundational principles of science are in conflict. Of course, scientists should seek natural causes. According to Dembski, that is the first step in making a design inference. His explanatory filter, Chapter 8, leads to design only after undirected natural causes such as necessity and chance are eliminated. The problem with methodological naturalism is that it arbitrarily prohibits an investigator from moving beyond undirected natural causes. According to philosopher Del Ratch, if one restricts science to the natural and assumes that science can in principle get to all truth, then one has implicitly assumed philosophical naturalism. Methodological naturalism is not quite the lamb it is sometimes pictured as being. Criteria based on natural law, testability, and methodological naturalism are not only questionable, but they can also be used to declare Darwinism unscientific. First, as we saw in Chapter 6, Darwinists claim that universal common ancestry is a fact, whether or not we know the natural laws underlying descent with modification. Second, as we saw in Chapters 2 and 4, universal common ancestry is not testable by the fossil or molecular evidence, and as stated in Chapter 5, the Darwinian origin of species may be untestable too. Third, as we saw above, methodological naturalism leads Darwinists to tolerate empirical anomalies that would sink most scientific theories. Since natural law, testability, and methodological naturalism are inadequate, some Darwinists try to rule out intelligent design on sociological and psychological grounds. Sociological and psychological criteria. As we saw in Chapter 6, Darwinists often appeal to the consensus of scientific opinion, even though a scientific consensus is notoriously unreliable. One thing the history of science shows us is that the scientific consensus at any given time is almost certain to change. In fact, the growing number of scientists today who are skeptical of Darwinism shows that the current consensus is changing before our eyes. As illustrated in Chapter 9, Darwinists also rely heavily on the fact that ID theorists seldom publish in peer-reviewed science publications. Harvey Lodish's claim that ID has never been peer-reviewed is false. Since most science publications are openly committed to promoting Darwinism, the current scarcity of peer-reviewed articles defending intelligent design is not surprising. Indeed, many scientific theories that are now widely accepted were initially rejected by most of their authors' peers, including Darwinian evolution. So the sociological fact that a majority of the scientific community currently rejects intelligent design is not a reliable indicator of ID's scientific status or future prospects.